do-it-yourselfers have made everything from bamboo bicycles to 3D printers, but nothing as ambitious as the Open Source Ecology Project. On a farm, in northwest Missouri, a team of farmers and engineers are building tractors and other industrial machines from scratch and sharing online the detailed plans on how to do it yourself. John Kalish reports.
39-year-old Marcin Jakubowski earned a Ph.D. in physics. His doctoral thesis deals with velocity turbulence and zonal flow detection, whatever that is. But when Jakubowski graduated in 2004, he wanted nothing to do with physics or academia.
I was so disillusioned and disenchanted with that whole world, I wanted to leave it as soon as possible. So the first thing I did right after graduation is settle on some land and start getting dirty.
Jakubowski moved here to Missouri, where he eventually bought 30 acres in the town of Maysville. He grew wheat, raised goats, and tended a fruit orchard. But then one day, his tractor broke.
I came from an institution of higher learning, so I had no practical skills. I picked up a welder and a torch and started using it.
Marcin Jakubowski actually made a tractor from scratch using square steel tubing that he bolted together.
A tractor is basically a solid box with wheels, each with a hydraulic motor. So conceptually, it's actually very simple. And when I first did that, it's like, wow, you know, a tractor, it's impossible. I was amazed to find that this actually works.
Jakubowski says the experience of making his own tractor transformed him. He set about designing and building affordable alternatives to industrial machines. The documentation and design is made available for free online as part of his open source ecology project. Jakubowski plans to prototype several dozen machines, including a wind turbine, cement mixer, and sawmill. He refers to them collectively as the Global Village Construction Set. Last year, Jakubowski was named a TED Fellow by the nonprofit foundation that gathers innovators from the worlds of technology, entertainment, and design. Videos of the TED Fellow talks are popular on the web, and Jakubowski's is no exception. Subtitles for his video have been translated into 41 languages.
We've identified the 50 most important machines that we think takes for modern life to exist. Things from tractors, bread ovens, circuit makers. Then we set out to create an open source, DIY, do-it-yourself version that anyone can build and maintain at a fraction of the cost. We call this the Global Village Construction Set.
Jakubowski's TED Talk video has drawn kindred spirits to the farm in Missouri.
I believe that the heart of economic democracy is decentralized productive power spread throughout the populace.
That's 18-year-old Yung-So Kang from Mississauga, Ontario. A robotics whiz in high school, Kang decided to forgo college and instead move to Jakubowski's farm, where he's working on a machine that mills printed circuit boards.
Okay, and do I have to be careful, like, when I set them down, to set them down gently?
20-year-old Brianna Kufa of San Diego is a certified welder who's been studying architectural engineering in college. Kufa came to the farm to build something called a compressed earth brick press, which churns out bricks made from dirt on site. She built four of them.
It's a lot of cutting, a lot of welding, a lot of torching. And that's basically all the skills you would need to make one of these. It's like, I could probably teach somebody how to do those things in a day.
Commercially manufactured earth brick presses sell for tens of thousands of dollars, but Jakubowski says his open source version can be built for about $4,000 in parts. There's extensive documentation online, including a step-by-step assembly video. Some of the compressed earth brick presses made at the Open Source Ecology Farm have been sold to people who will build houses with them. In Cedar Creek, Texas, a compressed earth brick press was built from scratch by Creation Flame, a spiritual group. James Slade helped put it together.
I saw Marcin's TED Talk back in May, and it was like, finally, for the first time in my life, I knew what I had to do. It was like, I'm on a mission from God. I have to do this.
It took Slade weeks last summer to replicate the compressed earth brick press, but he says that when the first bricks rolled out, it was like giving birth.
I come from the software world. I didn't know how to weld. I hadn't had much machining experience. You know, it took some learning. We made some errors. But if I can do it, just about anybody can do it.
One of Marcin Jakubowski's colleagues in the TED Fellows program is planning to use the open-source earth brick press and tractor to build a village for displaced Guatemalans. And back at the Open Source Ecology Farm in Missouri, construction is proceeding on a dormitory for visitors and a large fabrication facility. Both are being made with earth bricks. The expansion is being fueled by a successful Kickstarter fundraising campaign, a foundation grant, and a six-figure fellowship for Jakubowski, who expects to hire a farmer and production manager this spring. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.